Hi, this is Paul Carey from Carey Co. Check out our latest game release, Alley Cats, on iOS and Android. And check out our website at carryco.net. Now I hand you back to Brad and the team at Tech Webcast.
If you like new stuff before anybody else, if you like to keep your finger on the pulse, if you like the future and want to be in it, keep on listening, because we'll start in a minute. Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Because technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha! Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech Webcast. Ha! Ha! Tech Webcast. Let's go!
Welcome to episode 381 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on the 11th of June 2016. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at 12 noon Melbourne time. Rate us on iTunes and follow us at facebook.com/techwebcast. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast and download the Tech Webcast iPhone or Android app. Your hosts today are Brad, Jacob, and myself, Daryl. And your special guest today is Sonia Carroll. G'day, Brad.
G'day, Daryl. How are you, mate? Good to have you back. I'm
good, thanks. Yeah, it's good to be back. I prefer doing podcasts than having eye surgery.
So, how is your eye, mate? It's been like
good,
a week.
Good. Yeah, look, done? it's as good as can be expected at this stage. It's a work in progress. It's healing at the moment, and it's just a matter of taking the drops when I'm told to take the drops and get regular checkups from the eye specialist. Then probably in about 18 months' time, they'll all being well, they'll pull the stitches out.
Oh, nice one.
Yeah, it is good. It's feeling good. And, I mean, the good thing is it's not sore because in eyes, because it's a transplant, the last thing you want is to get sore because that could be a rejection episode. So
yeah, definitely.
And now it's feeling good and well, and I'm glad to be back on board.
Good to have you back, Daryl. Good to have you back. So today may be a short episode, so next week we'll
be the pocket edition of the webcast today. So winter warmer pocket edition.
That's it. Long weekend edition.
It is, yeah. For people wanting to go to the football and the snow and all that sort of stuff.
Yep. Hey, my team wins on Monday. Melbourne Demons, have they win?
Ooh, Demons. Mm. You're a Demons supporter.
Yep.
I'm an Essendon supporter, so I'm waiting for the cricket season to start.
They didn't do too well last night, Matt.
No, that's an understatement. I mean, when they've got their second string side in the moment, it's going to be a very long winter.
Yeah, definitely. Very long winter. We've got Jacob Jones on. Welcome, Jacob, the technical guru of helping me today. We've got a few things, but we won't go into that. Jacob, welcome, mate.
Nothing much, and everything's going good.
Good stuff, mate. How's your week been?
It got hit with a tropical storm, Colin.
That's not good.
Lucky us, we just got rain.
That's good. Rain's always good. I like rain.
And they said 60-mile-an-hour winds. We didn't even get that. We only got topped of like 15 miles an hour.
Yeah, I know the Gold Coast got pretty bad storms up in the Gold Coast where Sonia is, and she was actually on Periscope showing that, and it was crazy. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was really wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they all... I was watching Facebook, and all of a sudden, they with the Facebook Live, someone actually from the Weather Center team actually went live, showing you from inside the storm.
Wow!
On Facebook,
well, they're actually in the storm. Outside in the storm.
Yeah, they were. It was in Daytona Beach.
Damn.
Well, it was not. Well, it was like the tail end that they were. They were stuck in.
Oh, okay.
So what he basically did was, while he was on the camera, someone was holding his cell phone.
Oh.
And they were doing that. Then when he got done with his little bit for the Weather Channel, then he actually took over the live feed and showed us the sugar sands.
Okay. Interesting.
White as sugar. That's why it's called sugar sand.
Okay. All right, good stuff, Jake. Good to have you back on the podcast, mate. Good to be back on doing a podcast. We weren't here last week, so had a bit of a small break. That was good. Yeah. Anything else, Jake, you want to report on, mate?
No, but I was planning on falling asleep during that time, but my body said no.
Oh, we need to mention that Xbox game, too, we've been playing last night. Mention that Xbox game we've been getting into real quick.
You got the name?
Oh, shit.
My mind was stuck on other stuff. I'm stuck on the podcast.
Hang on. Keep talking, Jacob.
Rocket League.
Rocket League. That's it. Because this weekend it's free online. You can play online from Friday to Monday. And
I was playing Brad pretty. What it is basically you're playing. You're two like little
it's soccer.
RC.
It's soccer, so it's updated. With car, yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, RC, yeah.
Yeah, you're driving two RC cars that could do flips, turbo boosts, and you could get other parts unlocked and level up.
Yeah, in the future.
Yeah, some parts are free. That's why when I popped in the game, I had a different car. They gave me one for the first level.
Sounds cool. So it's a good promotion that they're doing.
Yeah, it is.
Allowing you to play it free for a weekend. So I'll probably get a lot of sales out of that.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
One of my games I have on my Xbox, they give me 10 hours, and I still have my 10 hours.
Yeah, that's all right. What do they give you 10 hours?
No, on my Plants vs. Zombies, they gave me 10 hours so I could play that, and it hasn't ran out.
Oh, okay. Sweet.
So, in other words, that's a little tip for you. If they give you like 10 hours, it won't run out in one day. It's adding up to 10 hours. You can play up to 10 hours.
Okay.
After 10 hours, it'll disable itself.
All right. Good stuff, man. Let's go to Sonia. Welcome to the podcast, Sonia. Welcome. Good to have you on.
Good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Back.
Good to have you on. How's your week been?
I believe we're on to our fourth. I think it is our fourth guest appearance.
I think it is, yeah, fourth. You've been on here full time.
Yeah, back in 2013, 2014, episode 2015, and this year, 4 years in a row.
Wow, that's good stuff.
You'll be getting long service leave soon.
I think I will be. I'll be getting the tech long service. Yeah. Stick around for another few years and I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to be back. Great to chat to you all.
Yeah, definitely. How's your week been?
Busy. What day are we up to? Saturday. I feel like the weeks just stream from one to the next. Look, I'm using Periscope language as well, stream.
Nice. Nice one. So tell us about what you do and what did you want to mention today on the podcast? What did you?
Yeah, so just quick intro, I guess.
Yeah,
so
go ahead.
I know you guys know, but for the viewers. So by trade, I'm a technology presenter and a technology trainer. Previously worked for Microsoft and a few gold partners around Australia. And basically a woman in technology, which is very unusual around the place. But yeah, so I do a lot of technology and my career that I'm pursuing is acting and presenting. So of recent times, as you guys know, live streaming has become such a big position in social media at the moment and I've been able to combine the two.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, so that's a little bit about me.
Good stuff. And you've been getting into like Periscope and that sort of stuff, haven't you?
Snapchat. Yeah, so what I've been doing, so May last year, Periscope launched. A lot of people, if you don't know, Periscope is one of the newest, what was the first live streaming, mainstream live streaming app that was available, and it launched last year. And I was a little bit late to the party. I didn't get on until like week six. I think it was week six. And from my perspective, I thought, how can I really utilize this platform to embrace what I'm already doing in my life? And, you know, pursuing the presenting side of things, I've always wanted to do travel hosting, which, you know, there's limitations to that in Australia because we just don't have thousands of networks like in America. So I thought, you know, I have a love of technology. I'm really good at technology. I have a love of presenting. So why don't I combine the two? So my first show and from then on really has been a travel show on Periscope and it's done really, really well.
Okay, cool. And do you have a name for it or what do you call it?
So I stream live under my name, Sonia Carroll. So you can look that up. It's SoniaCarroll. So each particular broadcaster will just stream under their own name. So you don't necessarily have to go and create a show name per se. but it's essentially you're an independent producer where you'll create your own content and you can just put your show together each week, much like you guys do, but in a live format.
Okay. Very cool. And what do you got planned for the future? What are you going to do? Some acting and stuff and that sort of thing?
Yeah, so I'm always doing acting stuff here on the Gold Coast, doing training and that sort of thing. But there's something else I'm developing in alignment with my Periscope shows. Because as you guys know, I've done, you know, I've produced a few films now and on board with a few other producers that are producing films. So I thought to myself, what's a way that I could really keep utilizing this platform to create further content? So I am developing something. I won't say what it is just yet, but you're welcome to jump onto my YouTube, which is at Sonia Carroll, and you could follow it over there once it gets started. So I think, you know, content creation is really a changing form. There's a lot of people that can and will become independent producers, and I think it's going to be very interesting to see how the landscape of TV, like digital TV, actually changes from, you know, cable networks to people essentially creating their own shows.
Yeah, definitely. Any questions, Daryl, for Sonia?
So you use Periscope, but do you use other platforms? So streaming platforms like Facebook Live and Hangouts and that sort of stuff, because like using one platform, there's always the risk that if that platform disappears, then you're sort of left stranded.
That's a good question. So I've only really been using Periscope because essentially Facebook Live has really only just taken off in Australia, like very, very recently, where Periscope's, I'm into my 13th month now on Periscope. And my Periscope channel, I have 28 million hearts or 28 million hits essentially, or likes on the channel. So Facebook Live is very new, but I am looking to sort of, I guess, disperse my audience so I can do some Periscoping. I'm still going to keep Periscope as my main platform. I like the way that it's really highly interactive and it's really engaging and you have, you know, instant feedback on the screen. But I haven't really spent much time on Facebook Live, but I will look at sort of branching over there, just sort of seeing how that goes. But yeah, I do understand what you're saying, how it is limiting if, you know, if something happens to Periscope, then that sort of platform disappears. But I feel kind of confident. I mean, it's owned by Twitter.
I don't think it's going anywhere. I know Meerkat. I did hear Meerkat was going somewhere, but
yeah, it was. I think it's pivoting because of, I guess, you know, it came out and then Periscope came out, and of course Periscope got bought by Twitter, and of course, you know, that's got a lot of, you know,
it's got push behind it.
It sort of probably put poor old Meerkat, you know, left them as sort of the startup without a big party behind them. No, I was sort of meaning when you sort of use a platform, when it's the same, like, you know, sometimes with YouTube video creators, content creators on YouTube, they use YouTube, but it's not so much that Google's going to shut YouTube down, but if you get at any time any, you know, changes to the terms and conditions or anything like that, then sometimes if you can be stuck by saying, well, I've really got to accept the new conditions because I can't go anywhere else because I don't have, you know, and it's too hard. I mean, unless you're a really big person to have your own platform. Sometimes it's a bit more of an insurance policy of sort of saying, you know, I might have an, you know,
safeguard your channel.
Yeah. But you're right. It's also hard if you become very popular, like obviously you have on Periscope. It's very hard then to say, well, I'm going to move over to Facebook Live and Google Hangouts or YouTube or whatever, because you've got this obviously very big audience on Periscope.
And the thing is, as well, like I do tend to, when I'm on my Periscope shows, I do encourage, you know, my viewers or my skippies, as I call them, to come over and join me on my Snapchat or come over and join me on my Instagram, so that, you know, there is that integration and cross-pollination of different platforms going over there. But the other thing I sort of think about with the live streaming, there are so many different platforms on that people can, you know, participate in. But there's a massive cost that people don't realize is associated with live streaming versus Instagram or YouTube, where it's sort of more of a static kind of platform, because the data costing in Australia is absolutely massive. So you've really got to take that into consideration when you're deciding on which platform you're really going to invest. So, like, my Periscope data bill for the last 12 months has been easily $300 consistently every single month for 12 months. And this month was the first month I got that down. So as a live streamer, if you're live streaming from home and you're using your home internet, that's fine. But if you're really looking to create a show with solid content, in my situation where it's travel, I always need to be outdoors. So that is really going to be, you know, really sucking in that data. So I will be really thinking about what way I'm going to keep going forward. But for me, I'm really happy to stay with Periscope and then just sort of sprinkle, I guess, over on Facebook Live. I'm probably not interested in too much in the Google Hangouts. I never really got into that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or Blab. Blab was another.
Yeah, Blab. That's closed down. So I did. What happened with Blab?
Yeah, look, I did go on Blab when it first was introduced. And again, it is its own different kind of concept as well that is really like a guest speaking, like everyone kind of sits around and they just all talk to each other on Blab. So that to me, Blab is more like a talk show host where you're just sort of all sitting there together talking and then the audience integrates in that way. But for me and my personality and character, that didn't excite me. I don't enjoy just sitting around online talking for the sake of talking, or, you know, and I know Blab's used a lot for business, and I'm not a broadcaster that I don't really have much interest in business types of things either. So for me, having a travel and lifestyle series, or even in that realm, Blab isn't conducive to that, whereas Periscope or Facebook Live is more conducive to that environment.
Interesting, yeah. So what actually happened to Blab? Did it actually close down, or did you know why?
No, Blab is still going.
Is it really?
It's very popular with the people that have content that is suited to Blab's style. So I do know there are lots of people that do use Blab. But it's, yeah, I guess it's just completely different groups of people will use different kind of things. I mean, you guys will find that, like, with podcasts, certain people will use podcasts and certain people will live stream, or they'll be a YouTuber because that platform really suits their content and their personality.
Now, talking of Skype and that sort of thing, Jacob, I brought up an interesting story during the week, mate, about Skype. I'm not sure if we want to mention it or not.
Jacob, I hope you haven't fallen asleep over there.
No, I'm for my turn.
No, he's right. What do you reckon, Daryl? You seen the story? What's your view on the Skype?
I've seen the story. Do you want to share what happened?
It was about, I think, because a lot of podcasters use Skype to interview guests. Yep. That's been like that for a long time. You go back to Leo Laporte's earliest podcasts, and he had a box called a Skypesaurus.
Yep,
which he was using to bring people in. But I think someone was sort of obviously had more time than they needed, and they were going through Skype's terms and conditions, you know, and their EULAs and all the rest of it. And there was a section which stated that if people are using Skype for broadcasting, that they have to acknowledge that, you know, they're using Skype for broadcasting. Like for today, for example, you'd say at the beginning of the show, well, we've got, you know, we've got some guests and we're all talking via Skype. And then at the end of the show, we would say, and, you know, thanks, we've been using Skype for our broadcaster. And there was some that was worrying that, oh, maybe, you know, Skype would crack down and would, you know, stop people using Skype, or people are breaking the law, or, you know, US laws in particular. But my feeling was, and I'm not a lawyer, was that that's probably a very old legacy part of the terms and conditions or the EULA, which when Skype was a young, vibrant startup and was running around, that the way you could get marketing and publicity was to get the people who were using Skype, particularly using it to broadcast, to say, hey, we're using Skype, we think it's fantastic, why don't you use it, sort of thing. And so I didn't feel as if Microsoft's going to suddenly go running around to the podcast community and say, hey, you know, you've got to acknowledge this. But it was there, so I guess theory they could probably close your account if say Microsoft said, oh, you know, you're using Skype and you're not in your broadcasting and you're not acknowledging it. But
so should we be doing that, Daryl, or not?
Well, I mean, there's no harm in us doing it. It doesn't. It's no skin off our nose to say, hey, you know, we've got, you know, when you introduce a guest, we say via Skype we're talking to, or and at the end of the show, you know, but so
because we've been doing this podcast for a long time now, for like about six years,
yep,
via Skype, and yep. And it's been fine, and no one's actually.
No, and I just got a feeling someone's been reading through, which people do from time to time, you know, some people read through the terms and conditions, which, you know, massive documents and yours.
I read them.
You know, and someone's obviously thought, oh, there's a section in there about us acknowledging Skype, and has immediately sort of, you know, broadcast it out to everybody saying, did you know? And then it got written up about, you know, federal laws. This is US federal law that could be broken if you did certain things. But I just can't imagine that Microsoft's going to be running around to, you know, independent podcasters saying, "Hey, you didn't mention Skype on the program. We're going to cancel your Skype."
And that's the thing. Like, you know, I did work with Microsoft for quite many years, but as a culture, Microsoft's culture is very, very people friendly. They're very much about opening up the doors, bringing people in, making life as easy as possible. They're not a company that's really sits out and sort of thinks, right, how can we really bend that or get this from them? So I've always found them to be a very open company. So I would doubt very highly that would ever integrate.
And I mean, it probably is. You look a bit like Leo Laporte. I looked at his last few podcasts this week, just as an example. He uses Skype still all the time, and he never acknowledges it. And he'd be the guy. If Microsoft was going to go after people, it would be to make a point, it would be the big podcasters, and they'd be going to say to someone like Leo Laporte and saying, hey, you know, you've got this massive podcast and you're not telling people that you're using Skype. So I would back that Microsoft probably don't even know it's in the terms and conditions. It's probably something from the original Skype
set. Before they actually took it over.
Yeah, and I think it's just something that when Skype was a startup, when it was just an audio
platform.
Yeah, platform. The founders said, "Hey, how do we you know market this? Yeah, how do we get this out so people know?" And they probably put in and said, "Well, look, if you want to make money out of Skype by, you know, doing a podcast and you're, you know, recording guests or whoever, then just give us a plug. You know, at the beginning and at the end, give us a plug, and that'll be great. That'll help us too." And but I can't imagine anything will come.
But that also comes down to, you know, like you can use products for fair use and that sort of thing. But if you're not making money off the show, then you're essentially not really doing anything wrong. You know.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with Sonia, you know, and thanks to Vincent.
And it got to the article started talking about US federal law, which, you know, for us in Australia at least is a moot point because we've got our own, Australia's got its own, you know, laws on carriages and what you can use and how you can record. And as long as, for recording purposes, which you do in a podcast, of course, you warn people that this is being recorded and they're not saying something and not thinking they're being recorded, I think you're pretty safe.
But anyway, thanks to Vincent Brown for bringing up during the week. Yep. He actually sent me that link.
Hi, Vince.
Hi, Vincent. Thanks. Appreciate that awesome link, mate. Now, Sonia, what else you want to mention before we, and Caroline's going to be on in about a couple of minutes, so she's actually wants to be on for a couple of minutes, so
mention the title or anything, but I am in the middle of producing a web series, so I am putting that together.
Nice.
I would love for people, if they want to come on, you know, jump over onto my YouTube, that's where I kind of will be essentially launching the like the trailer kind of, you know, that sort of information. But, that's sort of where I'm heading down now, is doing a little bit more producing, getting back into that side of things and creating digital content online.
All right. Sounds good, Sonia. Where can I get hold of you on Twitter and that? And
So you can come over to me on Twitter, Instagram or Periscope. Just follow me at Sonia Carroll, SoniaCarroll, or you can even jump over onto my IMDb, which is also my name.
Good one. Are you going to hang around for a minute and talk about some Apple stuff or – Do you need to leave?
Did you forget someone, Brad?
Jacob, any questions? Sorry. I was rushing. Any questions, mate?
Yeah, what I was wanting to ask,
mm-hmm.
what did you do at Microsoft? I heard you say something about it.
Yeah, I was a technology trainer for them as well. So I used to, how I actually got the role, they advertised for it and I went in and auditioned, but I'm used to saying audition. I went in and applied for the role out of 400 people Australia-wide and they chose 30 of us. Of that 30, they took us down to Sydney and we had 4 days to learn all 4 operating systems of Windows Vista. And from that, then we presented to the guy who was running Microsoft at the time and he chose what were going to be his Windows gurus. And I was essentially, I landed one of those roles. So what we did, we basically went out into the public as the face of Microsoft and just re-educated the public about technology and found out what sort of things, what would they need, so that people weren't overbuying technology, because a lot of people do go out there and they buy products and they just don't know what they need. So a lot of people buy more than they need or spend more money than they need. So it was our role to go out there and really help educate the public, but open their eyes up to more things that you could do with Microsoft and become more productive. So I did that with them for quite some time. And then I was also their Windows Phone trainer. So I went in and trained the Australian telecommunication companies here when it first landed in the country. Yeah.
Okay. I have one more.
Sure.
What technology did you use during that time?
In regards to Microsoft?
Yeah.
I use Windows phones and Microsoft PCs. Like Windows PCs.
Yeah, just be careful about Windows Vista. That.
Oh, yeah, that was a long... Windows Vista isn't even around now. But that was why we were bought in, because there was such a negative impression, you know, in the general public with Windows Vista. And I'll put my hand up. I didn't like Windows Vista myself before I joined Microsoft when I was in London. And so getting to know Windows Vista and, yeah, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't one of their best products, but Windows 10 is pretty great. I do love Windows 8 and Windows 10.
I love Windows 10 better. Yeah, Windows 7. I was having so many issues with iTunes and stuff.
Yeah, me too. That's why I moved to Mac.
Mm. Well, like program lockups and stuff, but once I went to Windows 10, everything disappeared.
Well, since I moved to Mac, I haven't had any problems. Since I moved to Mac, I won't return to Windows.
I got moved. My latest role, I'm a technology trainer and presenter again now, and they gave me a Mac.
Nice.
Much to my horror, they gave me a Mac, and I had it for 3 months, and I'm like, please take this away and give me a Windows back, please. Wow. So I got rid of this expensive Mac.
Oh, no, like, Sonia. Oh, you should have kept it for a while. It would have been worth it.
No, it wasn't. It caused me nothing but grief. I was so non-productive on a Mac versus, like, Windows I find is so, like, I understand Mac's very good for video production and creativity and that sort of stuff, but for general productivity, 9-to-5 office business work, Windows is so fine-tuned for that sort of work, I find.
Yeah, it's each of their own, you know, whatever works for you, know, whatever it works for you.
I was like, get rid of this Mac.
All right, we're going to add Caroline onto the show now, and then we're going to talk about WWDC for a minute. Darryl, what's your prediction on Tuesday, mate?
We'll get a new iPhone, I think.
I can tell you that right now, we won't be seeing a new iPhone.
I'll be 100% right with that prediction, so we'll get a new
iPhone. What iPhone will you be on then?
It'll be iPhone 7, I think. They'll call it iPhone 7. It'll be the greatest iPhone ever made, and you'll have videos with Johnny Ive going in his British accent saying, "We made the flattest iPhone that you've ever seen." There'll be a lot of that.
They won't announce a new iPhone. That will be in September. They won't announce.
Oh, in September.
Yeah, it's always September. They always announce around my birthday.
No, they won't do that.
I thought they might do something radical.
I think it's going to do software related stuff.
Yeah, it'll be maybe new. They'll talk about the new version of iOS, I guess.
And yeah, iOS 10 and the new Mac.
And what you can expect to see.
Yep.
Because it is for the developers, so they want the developers to be able to sort of get a handle on. And then I guess they'll drop the betas and start dropping the betas to development versions to the developers. But yeah, I would like to have seen an inkling of what the new iPhone is. But I know Apple's not like that, so... I
love being a part of any technology where you get the beta version.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
I feel like
I love it. It's like you get it first. Like I get all the beta versions for the things we're developing at work. And then Microsoft, I know they have a beta program. I just get so excited to get beta versions of things.
As long as you don't mind them breaking and as long as it's productivity machine or something like that and you can play with it. Yeah, that's great. But I always get annoyed when people whine and whinge about beta versions being unstable or breaking things. And I keep having to tell them it's beta.
It's beta.
That's why. You know, if you don't want that, get the gold-plated edition and wait.
Yeah, wait for the commercial release.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But some people want the speed and want to get the beta, but then they complain bitterly when it tips over on them.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, Sonia, where can they get hold of you if they want to ask you any more questions?
Best to get hold of me, you can jump over on my Twitter. I answer questions over there. You can come and join me on my Facebook page, SoniaCarroll.actress. You can jump on over there. So, yeah, that's where you can find me. Or my website, actually. I just relaunched that. So
okay, so what be the sorry, didn't mean to cut in. What was your address again? What was the web
address? SoniaCarroll.com.
There you go, Jacob. Any question? What's your prediction?
Yeah, Jacob,
what do you think?
Send me an email over there.
Yeah, send her an email, Jacob.
On my website.
Okay.
Jacob.
All right.
You just threw me for a loop, that's all.
Why?
Too much all at once.
Didn't expect so much to come out of my mouth.
Yeah, it's like, I'm trying to take it in, and it's like, what the?
Yeah.
All right, so it's SoniaCarroll.com.
Yep.
All right, okay, check that website out. Jacob, what's your prediction for Tuesday, mate?
Them fixing iOS.
Yes, maybe a new iTunes, maybe a new music for Apple Music, hopefully.
And guess what I read about iTunes?
What?
They're cutting the music.
Really?
You know how you... I don't know... But they said they're doing something about the music part. Like, if you buy it, you don't have to buy it. You just use it.
You just stream it.
Yep.
Okay.
So, like Spotify.
Lose all the download functions.
That's it. Yeah, that's what they've done. Yeah, they're
going like Spotify, maybe.
Mm.
Yeah, alongside that, Amazon just jumped the board.
Streaming as well?
Yeah, they're $10 US.
But look, you've got to do it. If you're going to be a technology company and everything's going live streaming and you don't follow suit, you're going to, that's going to be the demise of your platform. You've really got to stay up to date with, if everyone else is going that way, and that's what people expect, the consumer market, then you've got to follow it.
Yeah.
And so it says not part of the Prime package. Everybody can access that.
Okay.
Mm.
All right, well, that's about it. So, Jake, what's your prediction real quick, mate, before we wrap up?
What happened to our other?
Caroline, was no answer. I'm trying to get hold of her, but she's not picking up Skype.
Yeah, keep saying call failed.
Let me just try again real quick before we wrap up.
Just to remind you, we're using Skype today.
Yes, we are using Skype.
Yes, but it would be her Skype, not because we're all on it and it's working.
That's right, it's working wonderfully well.
No, her.
thank you, Microsoft. Thank you, Microsoft.
Hello, Caroline, are you there?
Hi, Brad, how are you?
Hey, how are you? Good to have you on.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
No problem. Tell us about what you do real quick because we're about to wrap the podcast, but you may want to come on next week and chat more.
Yeah, sorry, I bug it up with the time.
No, that's okay. That's all right. Bug it up.
Yeah, bug it up with the time difference. It's South Australia here.
Oh, good.
I'm a caterer. I live at Marion Bay, which is a beautiful little seaside town near the Innes National Park on the York Peninsula. The York Peninsula is a region that it looks a little bit like a leg with a boot.
Nice.
It looks a bit like Italy if you want to. If you're not sure where it is, just look on the map and it's sort of near Adelaide and just over. I live right down the bottom on the big toe, we call it.
Wow.
And it's a very beautiful place. And I run a business here and I'm actually a chef by trade. So I started a catering business. So I do a lot of catering all over the peninsula, including weddings mainly, and a bit of corporate and a bit of birthdays, etc., special you know, events. And so I sell some products as well. So and they're all just sea salt products. So the salt comes from our beautiful Gulf here, and I buy it, and I package nice it into salt, like cottage industry style stuff. Yep. So yeah, that's very, me in a nutshell.
Very nice salt, by the way, Caroline. I love it. I need to buy some more. I love it. That's just very nice salt, and I recommend it. To anyone that want to they can use it for like for fish and that sort of stuff. And
yeah. Well, I do these awesome coatings now as well. So I do the salt and pepper coatings, and I've got two new flavors. One's a lemon garlic, and one's a chili lime. So really well. I've got about 30 or 40 outlets now.
Jeez.
Just getting it out there into to Adelaide and stuff. I've actually got a place in Melbourne that sells it.
Oh, really?
Fagari Seafoods. I'm not sure if you know where that is, but she's a lovely lady, and she's been starting to buy all my stock and selling it. She sells quite a bit there. So
That's where I'll be going then, to buy some more salt.
Go down to Fagari, see Mary.
I'll go and see Mary,
she's a nice girl.
Okay, any questions, Daryl, for Caroline?
In a technology sense, what sort of technology do you use to try and, you know, promote your business?
I've been working really hard on this area with my business because I live so rural. Like I'm an hour to any town, so I'm always on my phone or on my Mac or on my desktop or, you know, doing something. So I rely on tech every day. And it's actually Vincent from Vintuitive in Adelaide. He's my guru, I call him, and he is always there to help me and teach me all the things that are new in tech. So I'm a mum, I'm 40, and I've got three kids. I'm pretty busy, and you know how people say you can't teach an old dog new tricks? Well, I kind of am a bit like that, but the way that Vincent teaches me each thing as it comes along, I'm really understanding it all. So I feel like I'm actually doing all right for a 40-year-old. Yeah, definitely.
That's how he got me into the Mac. I bought a Mac the first day. Like I had a couple of days, I had to get some help from him. And he's really good how he explains stuff. And
I get advice of other people, and I'm just like, what are you talking about? I don't understand what you mean. But because Vincent and I have worked together now for probably 5 years, 6 years, it's been a while. Anyway, like, I mean, when I met him, I didn't even have an iPhone. I didn't even know about iPhones. So he's taken me from there to now I am I'm automatically tweeting every day 3 times a week.
Nice.
I'm talking to people when they come into my my Twitter. He tells me that I can't ignore them. He tells me off. He says, don't ignore these people coming into your Twitter, because it's like somebody walking into your shop. You wouldn't just like ignore them and let them stand there. You would actually talk to them. So I now, with that in mind, I try to get back to everyone that follows me, especially on Instagram as well. So yeah, I think I've got a personal Facebook. I've got a business Facebook. I've got an Instagram now with about 400 followers. I've got a Twitter following of about, I just checked this morning, it's over 1,000 now. And like he's taught me about, I've done a blab. A blab.
Yep.
I did a blab on Australia Day last year. That was pretty funny with Vincent hosting it. He's taught me how to use Skype. He's done all sorts. So
nice one.
I feel like I'm probably about 70% there is to know about what's going on and what's important.
Yeah, definitely.
There's a whole lot of other platforms that I could go down, but he always just tells me not to get too tied or bogged down in it all, because, you know, some of them are more like a fad, you know, rather than a stable platform that's going to be around for ages. So
yeah, definitely. I've
probably got to get into a little bit more like blogging and doing all that sort of stuff. But yeah, I've only got so much time in the day, mate.
Yeah, definitely.
Difficult, guys. Yeah.
Definitely. Okay, Caroline, where can they get hold of you on Twitter if they want to buy some of your products? It's called MB
NBC Foods. NBC M for Foods, Mary, yep. B for Bob, C for Cat Foods.
Yep.
So it actually stands for Marion Bay Caroline.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. Great so just Google me on there and have a look at my website. Vincent's built my website and taught me how to do all the back office on it.
Yep, yep.
So that's been great. And, yeah, get in there, have a look around, and you can go on to all my accounts there. I've got a YouTube. I've got some actually cool little movies on YouTube you can have a look at if you want.
Sweet.
One day I'd like to just do 1 minute little, like food, food tips and stuff like that, that I want to start doing, but you know, I've just got to have a peaceful household to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Understand.
Anyway, well, thanks for listening.
Thanks, Caroline. Any questions, Jacob, before Caroline goes? I know Jacob might have a question before you go. Go, Jacob.
Yeah, sure. Well, I was wanting to say, do you ship to the US? I was like, I would like to try some.
Well, if you email me your address, I'll see how it goes. I'll get it on. I've never done an overseas one, but I can probably ship him some.
I can send him some if I wanted to. If he wants some.
Oh, well, I can do it. I don't mind.
Yeah, whatever works.
But sure, we let's give it a crack. I mean, we used to use the Maldon sea salt here. That's from overseas, over there okay. in England.
All right, well, let's send you some of that. Then he can do a review for you then, Caroline.
You send me a mold on and I'll send you a beautiful York Peninsula sea salt.
There
place.
You go.
Guys, I was just going to say also, with mentioning Vince, he is amazing. He actually does periscoping as well. And
yeah.
So let's give him a shout out. You can find him on Periscope under Vintuitive or on Twitter under Vintuitive. So it's Vintuitive. So jump on there and follow him as well.
Yeah, definitely. He also used to do what was it? iOS tips as well for the iPhone and stuff and iPad.
He's amazing. He's really great at technology. So he's a really good person on social media that you should follow if you really want to get involved in.
Yeah,
this
definitely.
Stuff, even learn.
I agree. All right, Greg, what are you going to say, Jacob?
Nothing really.
Okay, is that it, Daryl? Is that it? You want to say anything else before you go, mate?
No, I think I've exhausted my. Exhausted my
questions.
Warmers.
Yes.
Our pocket edition.
So, Brad, this is Caroline.
Yep.
If I want to listen to this whole session again, will you be reposting it somewhere?
Yes, I'll be on my on techwebcast.info, also on iTunes. If you have an iPhone, you can download the Tech Webcast iOS app.
Okay.
You can listen.
Well, if you wouldn't mind just sending us a link, I'd love to listen to the whole thing because I didn't get to listen to the start.
Okay.
I was still trying to find a pair. I was rushing around trying to find my children's headphones. Believe it or not,
that's all right. That's all right. If you didn't make it, I would have rescheduled it for next week if you wanted to come on next week. But that's all right. You made it, so.
I think I said what I need to say in 5 minutes.
All right. Is there anything else you want to say before we go?
Where can we find you?
You can find me, Caroline, or someone
else. Your business, Caroline.
Well, my business is at Marion Bay on the York Peninsula. That's where I live and that's where I work. But it's all on social media now. So it's just at nbcfoods.com. So,
great.
Yeah, great. Just have a look out for it there. And you follow my tweets and follow my my Instagram pictures. And, it'd be great. Just mention that maybe you were on the show, and I will add you all as friends.
Will do. On Twitter, yes, please do. Please add us, yeah. You can get me on Twitter at Brad Ollison at Tech Webcast. Daryl, what about you, mate?
At Twitter at LearnScape and Google
LearnScape.
Plus.
Is Google Plus.
As Daryl Hunt, so I'm the last one in Google Plus. So as I say, each week I'll close the door on my way out and switch off the lights, but I'm still on Google Plus.
So, Daryl, will you be looking forward to on Tuesday what they announce? Or not really your cup of tea, mate?
Oh, no. I'm always interested in what Apple are.
I'll be awake at 3 a.m. That's how keen I am.
I don't know whether I'll be awake at 3 a.m. Unless I'm taking eye drops, but no, I won't be awake at 3 a.m. So, I've got to work. I've got to go back to work on Tuesday. I'll be probably sleeping, but I'll be trying to catch the video of it. Later that day or Tuesday evening, find out what's going on.
All right, sounds good, mate. You can get me on Twitter at Brad Ozzen. Jacob, what about you, mate? We can get hold of you, Jazzbot32669 at Twitter.
Yes, and I am still on Google Plus because I think I've still got a mind hold on me right now.
Okay,
there's still fewer in the echo chamber of Google Plus.
That's it. I still use it sometimes, but not all the time. I'm not there every day.
But anyway, Caroline here. Yep. I've got Google Plus as well.
Okay. Yay. Yeah, good on you, Caroline.
But I don't use it, to be honest, very often. But Vincent keeps telling me that it's very important and it won't be long and it'll all be coming to fruition, you know, in the near future, and the power of Google Plus will be made, you know.
Twitter is the way to go. I reckon Twitter's, I love Twitter. I use Twitter every day.
Agree.
Yeah, Twitter.
I find Google too confusing.
Yeah, I don't get many. I don't get much interactive on Google Plus. I don't know why.
I like my Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram's great. Yeah, I love Instagram.
Yeah, I love Instagram, and I love how they've now increased the videos to 1 minute.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I do lots of video production on there now, which is wonderful.
Yeah, that's what I'd like to get into.
Okay. So okay, thanks guys for being on. Appreciate your time.
Yeah. Cool.
Thank you. Thank you guys. Thanks, Daryl, Jacob.
Thank you.
Sonia and Caroline, thank you.
No worries, I'm out.
Caroline, out.
Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Because technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech Webcast. Ha, ha. Tech Webcast. Big ups to Andrew, to Brad, Jody, Steve, and Jennifer! Boom!